Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Igniters, it's an Ignite Your Life podcast with a difference this week. For a change, I'm being the guest rather than the interviewer. The amazing Trevor Carl has stepped in as the interviewer so we can chat about how I've gotten to where I am now. So if you want to contact me, you can go to my website, leanneblaney.com, or send an email to leanne@leanneblaney.com. I look forward to hearing from you.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. We've got a podcast with a bit of a difference this week because Leanne Blaney, who's the host of the podcast, is this week going to be the interviewee rather than the interviewer. So it's a great privilege for me. My name's Trevor Carl. I've been a guest on Leanne's podcast, and she's had a lot of people and given a lot of people a chance to share their story and their journey. So Leanne and I had a chat a couple of months ago and decided it would be good for her to have the opportunity to tell her story with everyone. So before I introduce Leanne, let me just tell you a little bit about Leanne. For those, I mean, most of you probably know a bit about Leanne, but Leanne runs Adventure School for Women. And this is where she helps women to break free from the rules of society. She helps them to see that they don't have to conform to the herd and be superwomen in all areas of their life. Leanne empowers women to find their passion, live their life on their terms, and take control of their time and energy. Leanne is a qualified advanced life coach, a certified metadynamics practitioner, and a certified extended disc consultant who inspires with confidence, compassion, and adventure. Leanne's mission is to ignite excitement and sparkle into the life of women. She's been published in Smart Healthy Women magazine and, of course, hosts her own podcast, which is Ignite Your Life, which is what we're on here today, and gives me great pleasure to introduce Leanne as the interviewee rather than the interviewer. How are you, Leanne?
Good, thank you, thank you. Thank you for doing this, Trevor.
Thank you for putting yourself out there. I know some people probably wouldn't do it, but you are, and that's good. I mean, as you said, you've given a lot of people the opportunity to tell their story, but you haven't had that opportunity yourself, so I'm sure a lot of people want to hear. So should we get started and tell them about your story?
Oh, that'd be fantastic, yeah,
excellent. Sure. All right. So tell us, Leanne, where are you now? What's happening for you right now?
Well, right now I'm in an exciting part of my life. I've been able to give up my government job that I had because I was doing my business part-time. And I'm now full-time into a business where, as you said, I'm running an adventure school for women so I can help them, you know, break free of those rules that we have, you know, that we brought up from school. We have to conform with everything. We have to do the same thing as everybody else. You know, there's no quirkiness, no originality, no uniqueness about anyone. So that's what I'm really excited about now is I can really concentrate on getting that out there. And, you know, doing this podcast is also great because I get to talk to different people who are doing things differently. They aren't conforming to what society thinks that we have to do. So business-wise, it's really, really exciting for me. At the moment, I've met so many wonderful people, got so much support, and it's like a weight has been lifted off me. So I've just, you know, I'm having a great time. You know, just talking to so many people in this field and, you know, helping out my clients as well. But personally, I'm having a wonderful time doing boot camps, doing fun runs. And I know a lot of people say to me, is there fun in runs? But I think there is. I love having fun runs. I love getting out there with thousands of people all, you know, out in the outdoors and running together for a purpose because quite often it's for raising money for different things like breast cancer. Our next one's like International Women's Day, things like that. I love to climb mountains. I love lots of adventure and things like that. I know everyone's sense of adventure is different. It doesn't have to be like climbing mountains and things, but that's what I love to do. I love to get in the outdoors and even if it's just walking along the beach and that. So at the moment, I'm having a great time doing that as well and feeling healthy. And yeah, 2018 is looking really good.
Excellent. Good to hear. Congratulations on where you've come to so far.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about where you've been. What's behind your story?
So I grew up as a bit of an introvert, very shy sort of person who had a few things happen at school that made me just close in like a, you know how a tortoise has their shell. I just backed into my shell because I was told I couldn't be quirky. I couldn't be different. Now things like even with my creativity, I was making a pom-pom little toy and I put two different colours together, orange and red. And they said, you can't do that. And I said, why? Why can't I do that? And then people just I had so many people say, you can't do that. And I'm thinking, well, I don't understand that. And then multiple things like that just kept happening at school. So in the end, I married early, had a child, followed my husband around for work, just doing things for everybody else. And when I separated and divorced when I was about 32, my life spiraled down a little bit. I had a new partner, which was fantastic, but I became overweight and sad all the time. Mm. And I felt like I didn't know why I was living. I didn't understand it. My daughter was then living with her father. So it was just like one of those times you think, oh, God, I'm going to hit rock bottom here. And I think I hit a point where I couldn't get any sadder. And I thought, I can't keep doing this. So I thought, okay, what am I going to do first? I took my first step of losing some weight. So I thought, okay, let's lose some weight so I can get out there and feel a bit better about myself. And I was lucky enough to find a program that talked about the mindset with it, not just a diet and exercise plan. You know, I'd been on multiple diets over the years and, you know, you just cycle around. You lose the weight, you put the weight back on again. You lose the weight, you put the weight back on again. So I went through that sort of transition of getting healthier but working on the mindset as well. And I just remember being on top of a mountain on my 40th birthday thinking, this is it. This is fantastic. I'm feeling the best I have for a long time. I'm feeling like I can get out there and I'd love to help other women. So I think that was the start of my journey, and I'm 48 now. So it's been like not a quick journey, but it's been one where I decided, well, what do I want to do for myself? And that's where I went on my coaching little journey where I thought, well, I'll learn about life coaching because, you know, there's lots of personal development that, and it'll be great for me. And by doing that, you learn so much about yourself. You think, then I want to help other people. Mm. So that's sort of how I've come to where I am now.
Sure. Yeah. It's interesting you say about diet. I remember Tony Robbins said, what's the first three words of diet? D-I-E, you know, die. And you're right, unless the mindset goes with it, it doesn't work. So you probably answered this next question in a bit of a way, Leanne, but when was the actual tipping point for change in your life?
Yeah, I think it was about 10 years ago. So probably a couple of years before my 40th, when I was starting to lose the weight and that. But yeah, the tipping point was standing on top of that mountain with my hands in the air, just having a photo taken and had a few members of family with me. And it was just fantastic, the feeling of liberation then. So to me, it was a tipping point for change because I thought, this is not just for me, it's what I can do for other people as well. Yeah. So yeah, it was about on my 40th birthday.
Yeah, cool. Excellent. So was it a lightning bolt moment or a slow rumble that instigated the need to make these changes?
I think for me it was more of the slow rumble. I had lots of ups and downs to get to that point of making change because I was getting towards that point of making change, and then there's something that put me back. So it was like a rumbling. I knew there was something always there and it'd point out different things to me that I needed to do, but I wasn't quite ready. So to me, it was very much a slow rumble that led me up to making those changes.
Sure. A lot of people grateful for that rumble, Leanne, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like all of us, I guess you had the challenges along the way. What challenges did you have that made you really feel like giving up or throwing in the towel, I suppose?
A lot of it was fear. Being the introvert who closed myself off to emotions, closed myself off to people in general. I always had surface level relationships, that sort of stuff. Fear kept coming up all the time saying, can I do that? Can I get myself out there and tell people about my story? You know, I was very much, you know, keeping things to myself, you know, a bit, I suppose it's like paranoia in one way, but it's just the fear of doubting yourself all the time. And the doubts took over for quite a while. And until I learned to just, you know, just do one little step and then one little step, I sort of thought, well, I'm not quite sure what success means. So what am I going to do? So I would have all those doubts, but I just kept taking the steps. And I suppose I haven't been to the point of throwing in the towel because now I'm just full-time into the business and it was okay because I always had that backup plan of had my government job, but I always knew there was something more I wanted to do. So but then there may be challenges in the future that I feel like that, but at this stage, I'm still moving ahead. Yeah.
Cool. So what do you think it was that made you keep putting that one foot in front of the other on your journey?
I think it's the vision of, you know, stopping people thinking they have to conform to what society thinks you have to do. Mm. I just get so sick of hearing that, you know, you can't do that. And I go, why? Why are people questioning more of these things? And, you know, why can't we live that life of adventure? Why can't we live that life that we want? Like, you know, people say all the time, you only live once. And I'd say, no, you only die once, but you live every day. And that's my vision. It's like living every day. Why can't we have every day where we look forward to something? We're thankful for something, you know. It's just, that's what keeps me putting one foot in front of the other. I want women, especially women, because that's who I seem to work with the most, to just stop being superwoman and thinking they have to be able to do everything, be the best mum, be the best partner, be the best in their group of friends. And I think, no, just be yourself and love yourself for who you are.
Yeah, sure.
Excellent.
So tell us about the when the switch got flicked, I suppose. What was your ignition point? You know, what made it really start taking off for you?
When I was doing my coaching, I suppose education, we did a lot of coaching with, you know, fellow coaches, and then I started getting pro bono clients and that. And then I realized people were actually making changes in their lives, and they were saying really cool stuff about my coaching and what I could do to help them and how they didn't realize they could do these things. And I thought, wow. So then I started really thinking of it as a business. And I think the moment I set myself up as a business, even though I was doing it part-time, things really started taking off. And that's when I wanted to do the podcast. I thought, wow, you know, I might not be much of a blogger because, you know, blogging's great, but I thought, what else can I do? And when someone mentioned podcasting, I thought, yeah, I want to talk to people. I want to, you know, feel what they feel and hear their stories. So I think maybe it was the podcast about 12 months ago when things really started taking off, because that's when I've met so many people all over the world.
Sure, sure. And given so many people an opportunity, and we're all grateful for it. So thank you. So tell us about what new possibilities have opened up for you, or what's the most exciting thing that you're looking forward to in the future from here moving forward?
Moving forward, now that I'm full-time, is just really putting myself out there. Like, I've got a retreat coming up. It's a one-day retreat where I'm working with a lady who does yoga and meditation and Pilates, and I'm doing some personal development stuff. So we're doing that, which is really exciting. I can do things like workshops, the networking where I go out and meet people and just really talk to people who are interested in, you know, changing their lives. It's just so much that I'm looking forward to getting my message out there more than I could before. So, and the people I've met, like, I suppose that the possibilities have opened up is meeting people from all over the world. Like, I can do these podcast interviews, and like the other day I was talking to somebody in Ecuador, and the day before that I was talking to someone in Ireland, and I had someone in Dubai, and it's just like all over the world. And that's really, really cool.
It is. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well done. So, Leanne, you know how your own podcast works, so we're going to head into the speed round where we get your short responses. Are you ready for that?
Yep, ready for it.
Oh, excellent. Tell us about your favourite book.
I think it all started with Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway by Susan Jeffers. That was what started me on my journey. Yeah.
Cool. Mentor figure that's helped you the most?
Definitely Vanessa Talbot. She's just helped me so much in getting myself out there and to be seen and to just up-level all the time, just constantly up-level and get myself, you know, to stop playing safe. Yeah, so we'll be
cool. What daily ritual works best for you?
Definitely exercise. I love to do boot camp 3 times a week. I do park run once a week, and just always looking after myself as much as I possibly can with exercise. I love to start the day with exercise. I know a lot of people like to get up and meditate and have a cup of tea. To me, it's I get up, I go straight to boot camp, I work out, and I'm ready for the day.
Yeah, beautiful. Favourite food?
As a treat, it'd probably be ice cream. I love ice cream, but I do try to keep it as healthy as possible. So I suppose if I wasn't to have ice cream, it'd be strawberries and coconut yogurt.
Beautiful. Country or city?
I grew up on the coast, on the Gold Coast here in Queensland. And I suppose I'm more of a coastal girl. I do like the country more than the city, but even the country sometimes scares me. I do like the coast, yeah.
Oh. Biggest piece of advice that you'd give to others to help them make change?
Stop conforming to everybody else, you know, their expectations, to society's expectations. To me, it's, hey, if you've got a bit of quirkiness, get it out there, show it. That's what I think people hide themselves away too much. They wear a mask. And I think it's time to, it takes a lot of energy out of you. So if you can just stop wearing the mask, you can stop the negativity, you can stop, you know, having to conform, you can stop having to be busy all the time.
Yep.
Yeah, so just take the mask off and just show your quirkiness, show who you really are.
Well, if I can just say something myself on conformity, and I mean, I remember listening to Earl Nightingale's Greatest Secret, and he said, he didn't say it, someone on there, he quoted someone as saying the opposite of courage is not cowardice, it's conformity, and people's that need to conform with society's expectations of them. So, I mean, I love the work you're doing and the change you're making to people's lives. So well done.
Thank you.
So tell us, Leanne, if you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently? Or what would you go back and tell your former self?
It probably would be to go back and just look at those moments where people said things that I wasn't doing the same that they thought I should be doing. You know, I was not being myself. I would go back and say, look, you know, if you want to do a little toy that's red and orange, do it. If you want to wear clothes that apparently don't match, just do it, because I like that quirkiness. I like not having to look like everybody else and in the latest brands and things like that. So I would probably say just embrace that. I think maybe I would have not been closed in for so many years and or would have enjoyed that life then.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Leanne, thank you for agreeing to be an interviewee on your own podcast. as I said earlier, I mean, it's a great privilege for me to do it. I mean, we're not close friends, but we've known each other for a couple of years, and I can certainly see how much you've evolved and grown, and it's a great credit to yourself. And I know the people you work with are going to be extremely well benefited from the work that you do with them. So congratulations on where you've come from, and all the best to the for the future, obviously.
Thank you.
So again, thanks for your time and sharing your story with your own listeners. And do you want to give some information now about the best way to contact you or get in touch with you for with regards to the work that you do?
Yeah, thanks, Trevor. Thanks for doing the interview. It's been fantastic. Best place is probably on Facebook. For women, I do have a Facebook group, and it's Leanne Blaney's Adventure School for Women. Mm-hmm. Where you can just look me up on Facebook, Leanne Blaney. You'll see my business page and personal page.
Beautiful. Well, again, thank you. Thank you so much for your time. Best wishes for the future, and lovely talking to you.
Oh, thank you so much, Trevor.
No worries. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Igniters, I hope you enjoyed our reverse interview today. I really enjoyed the privilege of sharing my story with you, and Trevor was a great interviewer. Again, if you want to contact me, go to my website, leanneblaney.com, to find out more about how you can add adventure to your life, and a bit of sparkle as well. And don't forget, if you want to join my Facebook group, Adventure School for Women, come on and put a request there. I'd love to see you there.